When it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
And good morning, everybody. It's Friday, January 7th, and we're here with you yet once again.
Woo!
As much as I would have liked to stay in bed and keep on sleeping, I could not. I understand you were tired this morning, too, huh?
Well, I've been up since like 6:45.
Wow. Why is that?
Because I did get pulled over by the cops yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, because of my registration. I'm still working it out. It's a long issue.
Are you serious?
Well, it's kind of one of these things where I have to now get repairs on my car because of the smog. So mm-hmm. I'm working on saving up for that.
Right.
Then I have some old expired parking tickets
right.
that have multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
So this bitch is going to cost me a lot of money. So I'm saving up for it. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to lay low with driving. So
yeah.
I'm also training, you know, training for marathon running.
Right.
Somewhat training.
Right.
So I've been, you know, I ran yesterday and then I thought, oh, well, I'll just take the metro to North Hollywood and then just run here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have major shin splints, like they hurt like so bad. So
really?
I just walked,
mm-hmm.
like power walked, but it's still about, I want to say about 5 miles or six.
Is it?
Or about 6 miles.
It's
maybe.
Only 5 miles?
Or maybe 6 miles. I think
really?
It's like 6 miles. Anyway, so I was walking and I'm like, everything was hurting a bit. So then I went across the street and had some breakfast and coffee. And then mm-hmm. I just was in relaxation mode. And I looked down and I was on the phone with somebody and I was like, oh, damn.
oh, damn.
I got to be here.
I have a radio show.
I was like, I'm on in 5.
Yeah.
I was like, I need this to go.
So now your registration is going to cost you more because now you have...
No, the registration's maxed out.
It is.
What's going to cost me the most are repairs.
No, but wait a minute, because now you have a ticket also.
Yeah, tickets are bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all suck.
No, not the parking tickets, but when you were pulled over
yesterday. Oh, I didn't
yesterday.
No, I didn't get a ticket.
No? Mm-mm. It's just a fix-it type of a thing?
Yeah, I didn't even get a ticket because I explained the situation. He's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, but you got to take care of it within 6 months or they'll impound your car.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
6 months he gave you?
Well, he didn't give it to me from the time and it's expired.
Right. Oh,
so
I see.
So I'm
okay.
at like month 3 right now.
I see.
So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this month will probably be taken care of. Hopefully, most of it will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys stay tuned.
So anyway, take the bus until then.
It just so yeah, just you know, it worked out because I need to work out anyway. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
good. So I mean, it's pretty good that you were able to be motivated enough to get up early and do this.
Well, I mean, you know? I had to figure out how to.
I'd be
that.
Damned if I get up at 6:45 to run.
I know. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
My friends would make.
I know. I would imagine if I did run, that's the time I would want to do it. You know, early in the morning and that.
Well, I love working out in the morning. It's just getting your ass up to do it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I mean, see, yesterday I was going to do it, but I slept in, and that's the day I ended up using my car and getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, not again.
Yeah.
Get up.
There you go. Get up.
Get up.
So you feeling better now that you have breakfast?
Yeah, I mean, I still have half of it in there, and it's staring me in the face.
Really?
You know, you still have some yummy treats that are, like, hanging out by you.
So what are you saying? You'd like me to let you eat during the show? Go ahead.
No, I'm not like going shit. To. I'm playing. I got a good chomping down.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to go to lunch after this with a friend, but I'm already full from breakfast. I can't wait.
Yeah.
If you work out like that and you're tired, I was like, just wait till lunch. I'm like, no,
yeah,
screw that.
Yeah, I would
that.
Imagine. Yeah, you want to eat something, especially when you're up there.
Yeah, your body's, like, hungry and stuff. You're like, no, I'm not waiting for a dumbass salad.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's what she's going to eat.
Really?
She's like, oh, this is a great place I found. It's amazing. And she's going to have, like, you know, chicken on top of romaine lettuce.
Chicken on top of lettuce. Okay. Sounds
Which actually
good,
like I do like. Chicken. I actually do eat that a lot. But it's just when people over amp up the future meal they're about to have as though it's the best they've ever had. I'm like, it's a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
With no dressing and no croutons.
No dressing? Really? Wow, that's terrible.
I'm just making a joke.
Oh.
About the whole, like, amping up your food because you barely eat anything and this is like,
right.
You know, you're cutting loose with your Caesar dressing.
Okay. Not, whatever. Anyway. I'm not following you.
I know. No, you're not at all. Either way, whatever. Anyway, yeah. How are you feeling, Sam?
I'm feeling good. I'm a little angry because...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because people are stealing from me all the time.
What?
The website and everything. You
oh,
know, I'm
shit.
Fucking tired of this
What's
shit.
What's happening?
I'm not getting specific because I'm tired of... I don't want to give a...
yeah, don't get specific.
Yeah, I don't want to promote anybody. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, people are fucking copying everything. Now our iPhone and Android apps... you know, we're ripped off. I mean, the whole setup and everything, you know? It's like nobody can get fucking creative. Everything I do on the website, people steal
Take it
and
as
copy.
A compliment.
Well, I can't because I'm really fucking irritated with these people.
Mm.
You know? And then one of them gets an interview as a leading station, right? And what they've been leading is their mama. Leaders, my ass, copying everything that we ever did on the website. They're copying. Every time I do something new, they fucking copy us. And then they're the leader. But
Isn't
that what
life,
irritated
though?
Me, yeah, is they got an interview in one of the trades, and that really irritated me. So I'm going to write a long letter to this publication and let them know who the fucking leader is. For crying out loud, man.
Do you guys hear the fury in Sam's voice?
Yeah, there is, man. When people take away my shit...
I just
irritated.
It cracks me up. I mean,
why?
It's just kind of cute. I don't know why. It's just cute. I'm
it's
like,
it's not cute.
It
I
makes
don't feel
me go.
Cute.
It makes me think. Oh, you guys leave Sam alone. He's my friend. Leave my friend alone.
No, everybody says, you know, it's flattery and stuff, but I don't see that. You know, I just
well,
see people
you want credit
that are not creative, people that have no qualms with taking other people's work and.
Yeah, that's just life, man. People do that all the time. I mean, comedians hack other comedians' stuff. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
true,
it's
huh?
just you just have to, you know, you got to just have faith that cream rises to the top, talent rises to the top.
Right.
The real thing will eventually come out, and it's all about timing, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I mean, you know, okay.
Well, I don't care. We're number one on Google, and fuck everybody. They can kiss my... So yeah, so I'm a little irritated about this and other irritating things that are happening that are not really interesting for the radio, but you know, nevertheless, you know, I'm just like,
well, it is, it's frustrating if you're working really hard and you've been, you know, really slaving away at your dream and then someone else is getting recognition for something that's like half as good as your thing and they're kind of,
and then they make it look bad too, you know, I mean, it's always bad copies and shit, you know, because people are not creative. They can't think for themselves. When I started this radio station, I never even looked at what else was out there. I started from scratch. I knew what I wanted, and, you know, and I had the vision for this. And everybody else, all they do is fucking look at other people and copy, you know. But, mostly the people that have copied from us have not been able to succeed at all. But, you know, I'm talking about a station that's been around for a while, and we've... In 3 years, surpassed everything that they fucking do.
Well, you know, so hey, it's worth a letter. Say, hey, you might want to kind of relook at your...
No, I'm going to write to the publication, not to those people.
Well, that's what I mean. Write to them, say, hey, I don't know how you're getting your, you know...
Yeah, how you figure that they are deserving of a fucking interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to write him a long fucking letter, you know? I know the editor. I mean, I don't know him personally. I met him, but...
And just be like, hey, dude, look, just a little FYI.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, a little FYI. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, wouldn't you get irritated if someone wore the same shit that you did?
Yeah, it's my roommate. Constantly? She does it. She steals my clothes. Actually, I steal
her
clothes.
Well, that's different, though.
You know, I just think life is unpredictable and it's short, and I just have faith that even though I get tempted, just like everyone else, to go, you know, it's, they say the root of everything is either love or fear. So in a situation like jealousy or envy or coveting, it all comes from fear. It's the fact that, what about me?
Right.
If that person gets this accolade or this recognition, is there enough to go around? What about me? What about, you know, everyone's attention's over there, then I'm not going to get what I deserve and I work hard for. So we get angry, mm-hmm. which comes from fear again. Jealousy comes from fear. And it's like, you know, you just have to faith, like, do I really believe that the time will come when everything I'm working towards will be, you know, fruitful and recognized and profitable? Mm-hmm. And do I believe that? Or, you know, do I believe I have to worry about everyone else's progress because it could infringe on mine?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely...
Maybe it is from fear.
Well, I mean, it's complete human. It's human. I mean, I understand. Right. But it's just kind of like, you know, just be a badass. You know? Which means you don't care. You're just going to do your thing and let them keep...
Well, eventually, if people steal from you, you're going to be fearful. What can I say?
Well, you're going to be... I mean, it's completely normal to be irritated and stuff. I'm just saying,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, if you're the front runner, which you are, I mean, there's no station, internet speaking, that...
It's even close.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bragging
thing.
Even if
that's say so myself.
Well, no, it's not even a bragging thing. It's just the reality. There's not an internet radio station that has as much online dominant presence as LA Talk Radio does.
Right. Or quality of shows, you know, and that's very important to me.
Or any of it. So
people just count, oh, we have that many shows and shit, but they don't talk about the nature of the shows, you know? And when you go on other stations, man, everything is so fucking boring that I can't even listen for 2 minutes. Never mind that we're not even going to mention that the sound quality sucks everywhere. And, you know, so, I mean, I worked hard to make the station what it is, you know, and for people to just come in and steal from me and copy from me is.
Yeah, it's irritating.
It's irritating. You know?
And I understand. I'm just saying, you know, keep being the front runner.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows.
Yeah, keep doing what I'm doing.
And I mean, if this publication is what I'm thinking it is, which I'm not sure, but it doesn't even matter if I'm sure or not. I mean, possibly the publication is maybe a bit dated.
Yeah. It dated and they're fucking biased as well and shit, you know. I mean, that's the thing. I think in journalism, it's known that you need to separate advertising from content. Because, you know, if you start being influenced by people that pay you money for advertising, then your content is compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what they do. You know, it's clear that that's what they do. So you're right. They are pretty dated as far as some of the things that they do. But nevertheless, it's a trade publication. People read it. But why I let it bother me so much, I don't know. I guess I want some recognition, you know?
Well,
although we did get some recognition.
Now
from
you're
them
giving away the publication.
I don't give a shit. You know?
I was trying not to go there, but you're giving. I'm going to say, weren't we recognized by this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we kind of like them, right? we can't be too much of an asshole, right? Because they kind of gave us some.
It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. They put us in a list with a lot of losers, too. You know, so I wasn't happy about that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought we should have had more shows.
Tom Green was on that list. He's Adam Carolla is on that list.
Nah.
Rush Limbaugh was on that list a few years ago. Sean Hannity, I think, was on that list.
Nah. I'm talking about the people that are, you know, I mean, we're not direct competition with these people, you know.
No, I'm just saying. No, of course, but that's what I'm saying. It's a prestigious kind of honor to be among a list of such great people in talk radio.
Right, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe.
What do you mean,
I don't know.
Rush Limbaugh was on that list?
Know.
He's like the grandfather of talk radio.
Right.
You know?
He's not the grandfather of talk radio. He happens to be the most popular right now.
No, but he single-handedly brought back...
But he copies a lot.
It doesn't matter, but he single-handedly brought back AM radio.
I don't know about that.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah,
he did.
Nah, No. There's been a lot of shit going on in radio, you know. And
yeah, but, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, I mean, is just... He's
just got a large audience. That's it, you know.
I'm just saying...
So does Howard Stern. I think he's made more impact on radio than Rush Limbaugh has.
Well, I think if you look at timeline and when they started and the surge of talk radio, I think, you know, my point is he's a huge, huge founder as far and you know, a force to be reckoned with in that industry. And for us to be even on the same list as the guy, I think is pretty damn big.
Okay,
do you get where I'm going?
I'll give that to you. All right.
What do you mean, okay? That, you know, Adam Green, I mean, Tom Green, Adam Carolla, these are huge names.
Yeah.
Sam McGraw in the morning. I mean, come on.
You better start appreciating what you do. I mean, for crying out loud.
I do.
You
know? I'm the one that's...
We belong there.
Listen, I'm giving you a little, like, man looking in the mirror moment because I'm going to go... I'm, like, going, wake up.
Yeah.
This
but
publication...
I want the fucking feature story. And we're going to get it, too, God damn it.
Oh, don't use God's name in vain. God bless you.
That's not in vain at all.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Mm. So Facebook, there's a little controversy there over breastfeeding images. I guess somebody started a page called Leaky Boob, and you know, about for nursing mothers. And I guess enough people complained that they took down the pictures. Then they put them up again, and then they took them down again.
What's the problem?
You know, and that's after Facebook said that deletion was a mistake. Then they took it down again Tuesday night.
What's the problem? I don't understand.
The problem is that people can't handle pictures of boobs, you know? I mean, is breastfeeding a baby really an obscene picture?
No.
No. Why would you take it down, for crying out loud, you know? People can't handle seeing a fucking nipple. I mean, what is this? For crying out loud, you know? I mean, these are fucking adults, and I'm sure the young people don't mind.
I'm thinking, like, who? If you're not a mother with leaky breasts, you're probably not going to that page. And then if you are going to the page and you're not, it's probably because you like it.
Yeah.
So who's pissed off here? Who's pissed?
No, but I mean, who's calling this obscene? Who's considering it obscene, you know? I mean, this is like the most natural thing. You know,
it's beautiful.
I've
got an
issue with people that oppose breastfeeding even in public, you know. Let them fucking, you know, I mean, pull out the boob, feed the baby, and shut up, you know.
Well, Sam's a bit, Sam gets a bit out of it, too. He has no problem with it for his own reasons.
No, that's not true. I mean, it's nothing sexual at all. I just think in that society is so uptight that we can't even show
boobs. Well, look, I actually agree. I agree. I think that that's ridiculous.
You know.
I think it's ridiculous.
And boobs. It's not even private parts. You know, it's boobs.
Well, I think they're private, but I think that the way it's being used is a beautiful thing. It's not, you know, it's not. It's a nourishing, beautiful thing, so it's nothing to be ashamed.
It's always a vagina, but that's a private part.
Yeah, it is private, though. It's
that's
private.
Your junk.
You want people walking around with their vagelines hanging out? That's
sure.
No.
No, I guess not. Only the hot ones.
No. But, yeah, this guy at work, he just had a baby, a Hispanic busboy, really sweet dude, and he was, like, showing everybody pictures, and he's basically, he shows you the picture, and it's an up-close picture of the baby on the mom's boob.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even thinking anything of it. He's like, look at my kid, look at my kid. And I'm like, whoa, boob.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Awesome.
Whoa, boob.
Well, because it caught me off guard, you know? But it was kind of sweet how he didn't even think twice of it, because that's his wife, and that's his child. And,
yeah, and it's natural.
Know, it's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just, he was just like, you know, look. And I was like, yeah. Okay.
I mean, everyone's fascinated with boobs. That's the first thing you see when you come out into this world.
Not the first, but one of the first.
Well, the first, you know. You don't see the canal you come out.
No, but you get smacked around by a doctor. You get pinched a bit. You get like,
I guess,
you know,
you get
tubes up. You to suck out all the stuff. You get
cleaned and
up.
None of it is pleasant except breastfeeding for the baby.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, people are really uptight and that...
That to me is just stupid. I don't think that they should placate. Is that the right word? They should not pacify this situation. Mm-hmm. Or placate to it. They need to just say, you know what? Deal with it. Don't go to the page. How about don't go to the page?
Yeah.
It's not like it's like something bad where it's pornographic. It's not pornographic or pedophilic.
Would it corrupt fucking kids, for crying out loud? You know?
Well, these are just breastfeeding pictures.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
That's all it is, you know?
I went to a Payless shoe store. Right next to the Payless shoe store was a nursing mother store, and the outline of the picture is like a boob and a baby on it.
Uh-huh.
And it just, you know, you're just like, oh,
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
You know?
But our society is really uptight about sexuality. I mean, I gotta tell
It's very bipolar. It's either extreme this way or extreme that way.
I don't know if we're that extreme, to be honest with you. You know, I think that people are just... it's hard for me to understand because we're such an advanced country, an advanced culture and so forth, you know. I mean, the sexual revolution started here and freedom and all that stuff. And yet we're so fucking uptight about these things. You go to some other cultures, it's no big deal.
Well, I don't like to compare so much because culture is... There's so many factors that go into it. I mean, I think that there's a lot to learn from every culture, and I mean, and I don't say this with disrespect, but I don't like sex as a society being considered casual. I think that there's a lot of cultures that consider it casual. I personally don't like that, and I wouldn't want our society to be like that. But I do think we have some puritanical views, and that have caused kind of repression that's unnecessary. And I think that, you know, America is very, very, very bipolar with the sexuality. It's like they've said, you know, there's a great quote, again, I don't remember.
You mean like ambivalent?
Well, it's like I see balance as I swing past it.
Mm-hmm.
And that the U.S. tends to be, you know, I think repression equals rebellion. I think when you have like this 50s and the 50s era where they didn't talk about sex and nobody talked about anything and everybody's trying to be so locked down and pent up, then you're going to have this outburst, and then you have the sexual revolution, which was just free love, drugs, sex, STDs, everybody getting crazy. And it was like, you know, go have sex with that tree branch. It's cool. You know what I mean?
But that's not all the sexual revolution was about.
I'm not
it gave
it's
women
all...
power.
Well,
you know, women became sexually powerful.
I don't know about all that. It wasn't just sexual freedom. It went beyond that. Way beyond that. I mean, it was, that's what I'm saying. Repression equals rebellion.
You're presenting the sexual revolution as a negative thing.
Well, I'm saying, listen,
blah, blah, blah.
It went from one extreme to the other. You can't argue that. In between, there's probably some great things that happened. Maybe people became more sexually liberated. Maybe the people actually talked about sex. It wasn't a taboo thing in some ways. I think that's great. But it's you pushing the envelope versus tearing the envelope. And I think this country, sexually speaking, is a prime example of just extremes. You know what I mean? And if it's not just shut up and don't talk about it and be quiet, then it's this other end of things where it's like, you know. And I think that
I don't see that.
I know you don't.
I really don't.
Because I think you're on the side all the time. I think it's foreign concept to you. Anything that would even suggest a little bit of conservativeness.
That's not true.
You're like,
I mean,
oh shit.
You have a problem with people that love sex, and that's a problem.
Why do I have a problem with it?
You do.
I don't.
You do. I mean, you put me like in this group of
whatever. You're talking about breastfeeding pictures. I'm saying you're right. It's stupid. It's repression. And I don't know why people have an issue with it. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, but you have a problem with the sexual revolution.
No, I think there's elements of the sexual revolution that was just gratuitous. It wasn't about freedom or liberty. It was just debauchery in a way. And I think I think there's an element that's unhealthy.
Yeah, but note the...
think about if you have kids.
Those are all charged descriptions that you're
using. And I used it,
you know,
to illustrate a point about the duality and extremism in the U.S. when it comes to sexuality. And I think I did a great job.
Okay, I think you did a lousy fucking job.
Go back and listen to it, because you're not listening. Because you're always defending a certain point. Like, you don't even want to hear where I'm coming from.
But you are defending a certain point, too.
I'm actually bringing up... points. You are always coming from, how is somebody trying to repress this sexual issue?
Because I won't let you make statements that make no fucking sense.
You're not letting me do anything, and I'm making statements that are very intelligent and actually make a point.
Okay, well, according to you.
Yeah, right. According to a lot of people.
I think you need some more orgasms. That's what you need here. Well,
you need some more orgasms. You're the one that's sexually repressed.
I am?
You're the one that's always like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, sex, oh my gosh, we'll be talking and you're like,
repressed?
Well, you know what, you're the one that comes in and we're talking about something.
See,
and
that's what I mean. You
You'll interject in a conversation that has nothing to do with sex, and you'll start on like this sexual thought you had while you're looking at somebody or something, and it's like, that's fine that you have a sexual thought and you want to talk about it on the radio, but you go into it as a non sequitur, and it's just random stream of consciousness a lot of times.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Go
I
look
don't
up
know.
The words and yeah, you'll understand.
You're
what I'm
too
saying.
Judgmental. That's
no,
what it
I'm
is.
Actually pointing
yes.
out some truth.
You're very repressed. That's why you know about this
please,
shit.
Please, no.
Yes, please.
No, you need to go back and listen to some shows.
Okay. Well, look, here's 7 reasons to have sex tonight, okay? That they're listing on.
Okay. what?
Okay, the first one is you look younger. Okay?
How does it make you look younger?
I don't know. I'm not answering this because it's too long to read, but I'll just give you the outline. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it makes you look younger. And they say people who were judged to be the youngest were also those who had the most sex. So, okay, the next thing is get happy. Mm. I guess it helps your happiness and stuff. And they say, let's see, women who never use condoms were the least depressed, while those women who always use condoms were the most depressed. One reason, the vagina may absorb the mood-boosting hormones found in semen.
Uh-huh.
You really like this one. Okay, tells
so that's
you
not
can...
just that's just not condom-free sex that's saying he ejaculates inside of her.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? No, don't whatever. I mean, you're the one that's going there. I'm asking the question.
No, I don't know, but I didn't read the whole thing. I'm just telling you what they're saying. You know, that apparently women that are using condoms are more depressed than women that don't.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. The next thing is slim down. It's going to help you slim down. Sex burns about 5 calories per minute. Well, that's not a lot.
That's not a lot of freaking
calories.
Yeah,
it's not going to slim you down. You got to go on for hours for it to make a dent. You know, you better go running and shit or
so wait
work
a minute.
Out.
So let's do the math on this real quick. So 5 calories a minute, 5
yeah.
times 60.
You do 10 minutes, it's only 50 calories.
Yeah, but
you know?
Do an hour.
You do an hour, you have 300 calories.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
That's decent doing
yeah,
a few hours all night.
Yeah, but I mean, how many people... Could you handle some, you know, movement in and out for an hour? I mean,
no,
we're talking
I mean,
about the actual
listen,
intercourse.
I think it's...
I can't imagine, like, giving
no.
oral sex with... use up any calories.
No, I think that, you know, the whole thing, like, you know, not don't maybe go into too much detail, but usually, I'll be honest, after I have, you know, a good night of romping,
uh-huh.
a good night of romping, I'm usually
you
very...
feel skinny?
No, I'm usually sore the next day, like, everything's sore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, muscles are sore, legs are sore, back sore, arms
yeah,
are sore.
Yeah, because you don't do it a lot. You
no,
know?
It's I mean, not that, because I
it
get,
is. For normal people, you don't
that's
get
not true, because I have friends that are sexually active feel the same way. It's usually...
I don't care about your friends.
Listen, I'm telling you...
On basis, I've had more sex than you in my life.
Whatever, what is this like a...
Yeah,
like a,
well, no, because I've
like
got more
sex
experience.
Off.
You like to talk about shit you don't know
oh,
anything
shut
about.
Up, Sam.
It's always your friends, your
Whatever.
Friends.
Whatever. I'm trying to tell you, some people get into it, and you're lifting things, and you're moving a certain way, and you're using muscles differently.
Okay? Let me ask
Maybe
you this.
You're
when
like
you
an old man that does it the same way every time, so
when
it's
you
normal.
Exercise, when you exercise, right, you exercise the same muscles every time.
It depends
does,
on how you
does
exercise.
Does it hurt? Does
no,
it
I
hurt after a while?
I actually exercise different muscles all the time.
Okay, so do you get sore all the time?
Every now and then, yeah.
Okay, well, every now and then. Now you're saying in, with sex, it's every time.
It's not every time, but I'm telling you, it's a different, like, there's
muscles
certain things.
Muscles hurt when you don't use them for a while.
I know, but if okay. you're actually getting into it, like, you're going to use different muscles if you do different stuff. Do you know what
so,
I'm talking about?
So, but if you do it enough, you're not going to be sore.
But you may jazz it up.
We already told us you don't do it a lot. For crying out loud. So why are you arguing?
I'm just making a point, Sam, that it can be an athletic event.
Okay. For crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
I guess for you it can.
If you get into it and have fun, you just stand there like a limp fish. Yeah, you're probably not even burning 5 calories a freaking minute. You guys getting all this at home?
Do you think I'm lying there like a limp fish? Do you really think
Honestly,
so?
Honestly, I don't want to think anything about you in that area at all.
Okay.
I don't want to think anything. I don't want to know how it goes down.
All right. Well,
oh,
then.
Oh. Anyway.
All right. It helps you fight the snipples. The snipples? The sniffles. Sex may help fight off colds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They say that college students who had sex once or twice a week had higher levels of an antibody that boosts the immune system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It keeps the pressure down, obviously. You know, if you want less stress, this can help you. That's why I was saying, you know, you need... where was it that I saw this about orgasms? Well, maybe it's down the thing. But, yeah, definitely gets the pressure down. I agree with that. It says it helps your heart. And they're saying that erectile dysfunction is often an early indicator of poor cardiovascular health.
The what?
Cardiovascular health. The
circulatory, right?
Like, yeah. So in other words, if you're not breathing very well, then
cardiovascular is your heart, though, right?
Yeah.
But that's to do with blood pumping.
It's It's not just the heart, but I think the whole breathing system. You know, the lungs too and stuff. So.
Yeah. So it makes you look younger, helps your immune system.
Yeah, and then it lets you live longer also.
And can help you lose tons of weight if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, well, good. Everybody go out and have sex.
Yeah, there you go. I was reading some... Oh, there you go. Another study showed that men who reportedly... I'm sorry. It showed that men who reported having three or more orgasms per week experienced 50% fewer heart attacks and strokes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But can that be through masturbation?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Everybody go out there and masturbate, man. It'll make you live longer. Improve your heart.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
No, it's true, though. I mean, look, this is a gift that we received, and we should take every advantage of it that we can, I think, and not be so repressed that we go, oh.
Whatever, Sam.
Okay.
You know what else makes you look younger?
What?
Not smoking, exercising,
drinking
lots of water. Guess what? All those things that you said can also be achieved through good diet and exercise.
Absolutely.
And a good way of life.
Absolutely.
So.
But
I guess sex is easier.
It's a lot more fun.
It is more fun, actually. It is. I'm telling you, I was like yesterday, I had to go run. I'm like, it's freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great and it's rewarding, but getting yourself ready and going out there and warming up and getting going, you're just like, you're slogging through it.
Yeah.
So anyway, sex is probably a lot more fun.
Probably.
How would I know?
Yeah, how would you know?
I don't know anything.
Probably.
I don't know anything. And you should you should be supportive of the fact that I'm not a hoe bag. So, you know.
I'm not, but there's something in between, too. I mean, you always use
Sam,
poles.
First of all, don't make me talk about my shit on the air because you know some stuff that I don't talk about.
I don't talk about that.
Listen, I know.
I don't talk about anything
know,
you tell me.
I know, but I'm just saying you know some stuff about me.
Right.
Okay, that I don't go on the air
about.
But it
doesn't matter.
But that tells you that I'm not quite a repressed nun either.
No, you're not.
So come on now,
but
don't talk
to
me.
But it's your opinions. I'm talking about your opinions, not your actions. Your opinions are very, polarized.
Whatever.
Yeah. For you, it's all
black
and white.
You guys get this? I'm getting all this shit from Sam this morning because someone stole his internet ideas. So now he's pissed at me.
You think I'm sexually frustrated now?
I think you're frustrated in every way. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. So moving forward, with Anna Nicole Smith,
I've been compared to her many times.
I guess those two guys were convicted.
What guys?
What's his name? Howard K. Stern, who was her lawyer. And then there was another person, I think, her bodyguard or something, that were charged with providing her with the drugs and stuff. So I guess, they were convicted, but a judge overturned that.
Update us on the whole case and stuff. I'm like confused.
Okay, well, they were accusing a couple of guys, including her lawyer, that they provided her with the drugs, therefore they helped her die. Okay, they contributed to her death. And they were convicted of, I think, second-degree murder or third-degree murder or something, yeah.
Here's the thing. I kind of feel like, I kind of feel that it's weird because you've got people that are wanting the drugs or the prescription meds, and then you've got people that are doing them,
Yeah. But, if you help them, just like with Michael Jackson's doctor, he's facing a trial now for the same thing. I mean, if you help someone kill themselves, then you're responsible. But they reversed that, and now they just charged them with a $100 misdemeanor. For crying out loud. $100.
Well, $100.
It just shows you, how lawyers can fucking manipulate everything.
Mm. Well, everybody's in it to try to win it and make a little cash, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, my friend?
Yeah. So what do you think of Oprah's new network? Are you going to watch that?
I don't really watch a lot of TV during the day, and I think she's like daytime, right?
Is it? No, it's 24 hours a day.
Oh, it's 24 hours a day? Well,
yeah.
In that case,
she's
sure.
going to give Gail King a show. And
okay.
Obviously.
Well, she's Oprah. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. I gotta check it out. I mean, she's...
I wonder if she's going to give Stedman a show.
Stedman?
Yeah, that's her boyfriend for years.
Not?
Yeah.
I could see her doing... Well, you know what? I could see her doing that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well... So what are your plans for this weekend, Kira?
I got a couple days of work. I'm going to get a long run in this weekend. And then I think tonight I'm going to go out and have fun. We're now, you know, just to keep you guys updated on my crazy living, I went from, there was four of us living in a two-bedroom. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
And one was a couple, a married couple.
Right. So
and
it
they
was
got
four
divorced.
People sharing two bedrooms.
Yes. They got divorced. He moved out. Then it was all three girls.
Right.
And then the divorcee wife, ex-wife, is now got her own, has her own place.
Mm-hmm.
And they became just my roommate Sarah and I.
Right.
And we're like, have all the space.
Right.
And we're like,
you're not used to it. Huh?
We're loving it. And it's a pretty big, it's actually a pretty big, spacious apartment for LA. It's pretty huge living room and... It's pretty big. So we're like, wow, this is big. And we have all these great plans, but it's expensive. You know,
right.
I'm like having to pay like big girl bills, you know? And I'm like, damn, you know,
not used to
and
it,
I got a busted car, you know, I've got a lot of my, I've got a hoopty. I've got some stuff I got to tighten up, you know?
Yeah.
So
join
the
club for crying.
Yeah.
Club.
Whatever with your
who's
hot.
Who's got butt. Enough fucking,
whatever. Stop cussing, you cusser. And you've got a nice Mustang. Shut up.
Yeah, that's all banged up and
well,
shit.
Well, whatever, because at least your insurance is going to pay for it. Don't try to put yourself in my category, okay? You're like not. Anyway.
I'm not putting myself.
And
I'm
you're like,
just
oh,
saying people
should I
general.
Go to Palm Springs? Should I go to Santiago? I don't know. It's all boring to me because I've done it a million times because I'm fabulous. Like, that's not the same life as mine, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. So my stuff, I'd tear that shit up in a heartbeat and have fun. Anyway, you should go to Vegas. I don't want to go to Vegas. I've done Vegas, but I'm so broke. Anyway.
Excuse me. I'm 50 years old. I've earned it, okay?
I'm not saying you haven't. Just don't try to act like you're roughing it like I am.
I'm not roughing it, but I'm saying a lot of people have these problems.
You're right.
You know?
That's true.
And besides, why would you think I'm not? I don't have problems making ends meet. Everybody else is. I'm not rich. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying you're rich,
okay.
But you know what? You're not. You're
I've
not.
Got.
Listen, I'm sure you got bills I don't know about. Maybe you got some racked up credit I don't know about. Maybe you're a freaking, you know, thief. I don't know, Sam.
Okay.
But I am saying, you know, you're probably not slumming it.
Right.
So
not as bad as your situation.
Yeah, and it's not even bad.
It's not bad. You don't look at it as bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just, it's like a million people live like this out here.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
So does that make it good?
It just means you do what you got to do until you make it.
I guess you
and
do.
And it's great. I mean, I still have... you know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I've got great people I live with and all that good stuff. And
good.
Anyway, so
you're blessed.
Very much so.
Right.
So, I was getting used to have my own room and all this stuff and, you know, I'm an adult now. And, we have a good friend of ours who's like, hey, can I move in?
Oh, really?
Cause she's going through a breakup right now and she's a great girl and she's really cool. And, we were like, sure, come on and move in. So she's going to like rent out half of our living room.
Really?
And we're going to kind of transform it into somewhat of a bedroom instead of us sharing a bed. Bedroom. So, which is great because now we're, you know, I get a significant break in my rent.
Right.
But it's like, it was only like 2 weeks of, you know, living like an adult. Now we're kind of back to.
Now you have half a living room.
Yeah.
How are you going to split it exactly? I mean, what if she wants to go to sleep and you guys want to watch
well,
TV?
I think the biggest thing is communication. So, like, if it's there's going to be dividers, you know, like, it's actually a really big living room. So, you can easily turn, you know, if you get dividers and turn it into a, you know.
A room.
But then if she needs us to go away, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really home watching TV that much anyway, and neither is Sarah.
Right.
So, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
But you don't want to spend your time in your bedroom either, right?
I'm not home that much, so yeah, I do want to spend it in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
You know, you come home, you just want to relax.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can get a TV for my room if I need one.
Mm.
I don't need one, though.
No.
But anyway, that's where my latest updated living glamorous situation is.
Wonderful.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't look for another one.
No.
You don't want four people.
No, I'm over that.
That would be total
I've been
mess.
There. I've been there, done that. And anyway, it's I like it. I like the freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Palin's reality show? Did you get to watch it at all?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
Yeah? I mean, what is this? This is a woman who's trying to run for president.
Well, she's not going to run for president.
She will, let's bet.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's not going to get it.
Yeah, she's getting herself all ready for that. You don't know she's not going to get it. You never know who she's going to run against. You know?
Well, you know, here's what I think about her. I actually think some of her policies are good. I think that I don't think she's an idiot, but I do think that her whole public view and the way she's presented herself and the way she's – I don't think that her image is good at all. Mm. Not at all.
No, it's not. It's not a good image.
Yeah, I mean, like, you went on and you're like, America's – or, like, Palin's real Alaska. And it's like, we get it. You like trout. You like to – you're outdoorsy. We get it.
Yeah.
You know? You're salt of the earth.
I know.
I mean, I like that she's – for the working man, I think she's – got good values, but you know, the whole
situation. That's one thing, but you know, a reality show for a political
candidate. I think anytime you go on a reality show like that, I don't know. I feel like it was just like a last ditch effort to kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet you it's going to help her because people will know her more.
Well, I think that's probably what she thought, and who knows, maybe it will. I don't know. Mm. At the end of the day, it kind of boils down to what's your political views and what are you going to do?
Yeah. Funny thing is that the Republicans are afraid of her, you know. Even they are afraid of her. So, you know, who knows what she's going to do,
The Republicans are afraid of her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because she does some things they're not happy with, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know anybody that's perfectly happy with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a political party candidates, everybody. It's like the new Speaker of the House, you know.
Yeah.
He cries
what
all the time.
Him? Yeah.
He cries. It's like, I like his policies better than Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
But he's a crier. Yeah. You know Republicans aren't happy with that shit.
No. They don't like that shit.
Oh, hell no. They're like, dry it up. Dry it up. You know?
It's funny that a man, you know, who's
look,
in that
position. I'm all about your feelings. I mean, I'm a feeler. But, you know, I also think there's a time and place.
Mm-hmm.
And once, you know, every time you get 2 seconds of fame, you're going to drop some tears. That's not good.
Right.
You know?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
So what am I going to do this weekend? I don't know. I have no plans. I'd like to go somewhere. It's actually going to be nice and clear.
Oh, see, you're trying to figure out your rich thoughts for the weekend.
Yeah, my rich thoughts. Where am I going to go to?
Well, you're going to go have your lobster.
or to Sydney.
You know what you should do from now on is every time you get these rich thoughts to do something fun, but you just don't have the energy or the time to do it, give me the cash and the car or the whatever. I'll do it, and I'll post tons of photos on Facebook and show you where your money went and how to do it.
I see. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
And you really think... Okay, well, if you think I'm not going because of these things, then I've got news for you.
I'm just saying.
If I had money, I'd be traveling a lot more. Trust me on that. What the fuck? I haven't traveled at all. What are you talking about? I just went to Israel to visit my parents for a while. That was it since you've been here, right?
Listen.
Where'd I go? To Vegas for a day? Come on. You've been on more trips than I have.
Where have I been? Nowhere.
You went up north?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Right?
Yeah, that sucks.
You went to Texas?
I did.
Once or twice?
I went like three times.
Twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exotic,
you see,
by the way.
You travel more than I do. Yeah.
Very exotic.
Have you been to, do you go to Vegas sometimes?
I'm supposed to go at the end of the month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to swing it, but I'm supposed to go. My friend's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Her, she looks like she's 22.
Really?
She looks really, really young. You met her one time.
Is that redhead one?
Yeah.
Really?
Does she look young?
She's 40 years old?
She's turning 40.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Because she's tiny, probably. That's
she's tiny,
she looks...
but she's like also just like very young looking.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
That's pretty good.
Some crazy shit.
Does she have anybody?
No.
In her life?
No.
Well, we need to fix her up, too. Why didn't you have her come to the show sometimes? We've never seen her before.
Yeah, she's very conservative. She's so sweet. Mm-hmm. She would be great on the show. She's got a 9-to-5, though.
Yeah.
She works really hard. Yeah, she's like on top of it, you know. She's at her job.
Does she have her own apartment?
Oh yeah, she's older.
Well, because she works.
She's older and she works. Yeah. But it's funny because I was talking to her and she was like, she's real sweet, so she talks like this and she just stresses out about everything and then she laughs, but it's a nervous thing. Mm-hmm. And we're talking and I'm always like, you know, she's like, well, I don't know if I can afford that. And I'm like, Christy, you make the most money out of all of our friends, like a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you act like you're the most broke. Like if I can't pay for it, I just can't pay for it. But I'm not gonna advertise it or act like a broke ass.
Uh-huh.
And like I gotta figure it out. You know, but she's like, she makes really good money. She's like, well, I'm much older than you, Kara, and I have worked hard. I said, yes, and you deserve it.
Yeah.
But you act broke.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you can't pay for something. It's another thing to be like, oh,
but
I don't
know. Well, maybe she's just, you know.
Cracks me up, though. I like to give her a hard time about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, she's being modest, you know. Maybe she doesn't want to advertise that.
No, but you're not getting it.
Okay, I'm not fucking getting it.
Fine. You never get it. You never get it.
Yeah.
I had a large iced mocha this morning, guys. Non-fat.
Ice what? Mocha?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, was it good?
It's kicking. TC.
She's halfway up the chair.
TC me like kind of like twisting in the chair. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, 5 more minutes.
She's like, 5 more minutes. Would you just make it?
But I want to tell you guys something about these restrooms over here down the hall.
Uh-huh.
One day I was waiting for you to come open the door to the studio, and I was sitting in the hall, and like, people were going to the bathroom. And these dudes walked in, and they ran to the men's restroom. I can hear them taking a leak.
Yeah.
Like, it was long, loud pee hitting water.
I know. You can.
And then I was, like, thinking, what about if somebody's going to drop it like it's hot?
Right. And they do.
And
they do it. It stinks.
Sam, you're so funny. You're talking about how, like, you get mad if somebody.
But I don't understand why public bathrooms don't have, like a fan or something, like vents, you know? I mean, there's nothing going on there. It's just the smell just stays, you know? Yeah. So I'm not going in after you going in.
We're not
especially
even in the
same
thing.
I know, but still.
Mine's not like that. Mine's just...
Yours smells like rose.
No, it doesn't smell. It's just doing its job.
It just is, right?
It's just healthy regularity, and it goes out. None of it's sick or weird stuff. It just does what it does.
Yeah.
I'm not like some weird backed up sick person. In case you guys were curious.
Okay, well, we'll speed it up for you, Kara. Okay? Okay, I know you have to go. She's turning colors now.
He gets mad at me, too, if I have to go and take a break. Last time I was like, Sam. I was like, Sam, take a break. And he's like, can't you just wait 5 minutes? I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Well, we've given you enough breaks over the months here that you've been here.
I know.
Yeah.
So our one-year anniversary is next month.
Yeah, it is.
Let's
in February,
do something fun.
Huh? Okay, well, you already said that. Okay,
well,
so we'll think. We'll have people call in. We'll have people come into the studio. We'll have fun, sure.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of fun.
I'll take off that day. What day is it?
You'll take off that day?
Like, is it the middle of the month or the end of the month or something like that?
I don't know. How the hell do I know? Do you remember the
date? Let's have a big party. We'll do stand-up and get a bunch of people to come.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you the first day we started. Okay,
oh, gosh.
She's like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Just hurry
already.
Up and tell me that date. Oh.
Okay. All right, so fuck it. You know, we'll come back, but I don't want you suffering anymore. Everybody, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. We love you all.
And have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.